Hare Krishna. I'm following on from yesterday's talk on Srila Prabhupada's position as the founder Acharya, and today I'm going to concentrate a little on what ISKCON is in relationship to what was mentioned in a article of Sadhu Sajjanat Toshini, or the harmonist, as the Vishravajnavrad Shabha. Devotees have already heard that name. It's a society to which Jiva Goswami referred to. Bhaktivinoda Thakur set up in his time. And in this article, the interesting thing is that it's mentioned that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared from in the material world and descended from Goloka, that he descended along with his associates who comprised the Vishnu Vaishnava Raj Shabha. The implication therein being that the Vishva Vaishnava Raj Shabha is not just a society that is founded here in the material world, but from Goloka, specifically from Svetadvip, it is the organized form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtan and blissful eternal activities taking place there. Vishva Vaishnava Raj Sabha, the Vishva Universal Sabha Association. Vaishnava Raj can be taken as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king of Vaishnavas, or Vaishnava Raj means the king or the king of Vaishnavas, or the association of the illustrious Vaishnavas. And Jiva Goswami had also established this Vishnu Vaishnava Raj Sabha in Vrindavan. I had already mentioned that. The significant thing of this statement is that what Jiva Goswami established, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur established, what Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur thereafter called the Gaudiya Math, and then what later became the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is the form that the founder Acharyas have given that Vishnu Vaishnava Raj Sabha. In other words, not only is, ISKCON as a institution, as was Gaudiya Math, this concept of a spiritual institution is not just some organized religion that follows the path of other religious institutions, legally set up religious institutions with all of their advantages and drawbacks. But it is the form of an eternal society, which is the structure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, Vishnu Vaishnava Raj Sabha. So the spirituality of the Krishna consciousness movement can be understood here, so long as, obviously, the members of the society maintain the integrity of that Raj Sabha, part of which is to, the essence of which is to follow the orders of their founder. Here I make reference to Srila Prabhupada's critique of his godbrothers in the Gaudiya Math and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada had used the word asara, useless, that the Gaudiya Math had lost its empowerment because it did not follow the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur of staying together in one institution under the guidance of a governing body commission and not splinter off into different organizations with their own acharyas or institutional leaders. From the study that Virendrasuru Prabhu made, there are certain elements of the Vishravaishnav Raj Shabha as it manifests in this world, which are characteristic to its different manifestations. The parallels can most easily be made with the Gaudiya Math because of the historical proximity. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was called Prabhupada. Now, of course, this is another topic which maybe I'll bring up tomorrow to discuss. Srila Prabhupada also accepted the appellation of Prabhupada as the name in which he accepted disciples to call him, although that was met with some resistance from some of his godbrothers, not all of them, but some of them. Prabhupada, in one of the Sajjanatoshani, is also described how the Chaitanya Math, which was the headquarters of the Gaudiya Math at the time when the Bhagwazar Temple was opened in downtown Calcutta, that it was the headquarters or the place from which the potency of the Vishravaishnav Raj Sabha was transferred to the different branches of the Gaudiya Math throughout the society. All the others were sort of embassies of that one place. In other words, that there is a headquarters in Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada also, of course, established right as soon as he got back to India, purchased property in Mayapur, established Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, and now the temple of Vedic Planetarium. So that parallel is also there. The name Prabhupada was a second. Sajjanatoshani and Harmonist were regular magazines, publications that came out. Srila Prabhupada had Back to Godhead magazine, and then of course Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also published so many books and works of the Acharyas, which also we know that Srila Prabhupada also did with his own Bhaktivedanta purports. These are characteristic features that we see that Srila Prabhupada replicated the activities of the Gaudiya Math, and whereas Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the instruction at the time of his departure, he remained the acharya and the ultimate authority during his life. He gave the instruction to establish the GBC upon his departure. Now, Srila Prabhupada, although he was very much aware that he could leave the world at any time and was telling us the same, he didn't wait until the last day. He wanted to oversee a proper transition, and he wanted to give guidance to his followers, trying to avoid the same pitfall that Gaudiya Math fell into. So that in 1970, which was 5 years after he came to the West and 7 years before he left this world, Srila Prabhupada already established the GBC oversaw their functioning, sometimes correcting them, and also voting along with them as a member of the GBC, indicating that they were meant to be his representative upon his departure. A very important aspect of the establishment of the Gaudiya Math, and something also that paralleled Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's conduct and leadership of Gaudiya Math, was that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur never appointed another acharya. Although it's obvious that a disciple can accept his own disciples after the departure of his own spiritual master, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established the GBC. He wanted a GBC to be his representative and the overseer of the activities of the Gaudiya Math. The implication of that is, as it was with Srila Prabhupada, who also didn't recommend any type of successor, was that those who take the role of guru, which is emphasized throughout scripture as being Sukshad Hari, the representative of the Supreme Lord and the life and soul of the disciple, they too were also meant to take a subordinate position within the structure of the organization. And this is, of course, different than the way other spiritual organizations run, where the acharya or the spiritual leader is also the ultimate managing authority, ultimate leader of the society. So subordinating that spiritual authority of the gurus, Diksha gurus particularly, but of course all gurus, Shiksha gurus, anyone who serves in the role of spiritual master, was a very important move, because that's the only way that the cohesion of Gaudiya Math, and in our case the Krishna consciousness movement, could continue. Of course, we do see challenges in this regard, in that sometimes it's seen that even the gurus themselves don't recognize that they're, now I'm talking about ISKCON, that they're alternate authority in some cases to the management structure of the society. If they have their own projects, if they have their own management, independent management of dakshina and funds, this automatically sets up a parallel structure within the society, which is not really very good. ISKCON is not meant to be a federation of gurus with their disciples. It's meant to be that there are everyone is accountable in the same way, regardless of what their services are, and guruship doesn't give one any special rights over and above their either funds, disciples, and so on. Not if we're meant to have a well-functioning Raj, Shraddha, Krishna consciousness movement. So that's also another feature of this Vishva Vaishnav Raj Shabha, and something that Srila Prabhupada really emphasized to us and is inherent in his instructions when he says that we really need to cooperate together, work together in a cooperative society, which ultimately means that everyone accepts the same law system or the legal system. Now I'm talking about the in-house legal system of ISKCON. So back to the original point, we see that in establishing the Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada gave form to the Vishva Vaishnav Raj Sabha, establishing and founding the very same principles and characteristics that are there. So when sometimes from the Gaudiya Mat it's heard that ISKCON is just a extension or part of a Gaudiya Mat, that is a mistaken concept. No, ISKCON is the successor where the Gaudiya Mat failed, unfortunately. ISKCON is now continuing on. And of course, this is supported by Srila Prabhupada's own words of there being asara, at least asara in the sense of really being the embodiment of the Vishnu Vaishnava Raj Sabha. Tomorrow, I think I'll discuss a little further on Srila Prabhupada's use of the name Prabhupada and how it came about. But these are wonderful lessons which I encourage devotees to participate in by reading the book Foundaracharya by Rimdisrupa Prabhu. Hare Krishna.